I'm a bit nervous, I'll just put it that way. When I was asked for sharing on this topic, I struggled with that quite a bit at first, and but it's been, I consider it a blessing to be up here to share about it. I've learned a lot in studying this, and it's been good for my family. It's been good for myself to look at this. And there's what I learned in looking at this topic is that you can go a lot of different directions with this. And there's a lot of scripture that we can use to help us in our parenting. And I just want to ensure that I do not have the answers to being a perfect and faithful parent, because I have failed many times. But we do have a faithful parent that we can look to, and that's God, our Father. And I hope each one of us will continue to look to Him and look at His faithfulness to us. Because without His faithfulness, I don't think one of us would be here. And but I wanted to kind of base the message out of Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 9. If you want to turn to that. And as faithful parents, we're called to disciple our children and be faithful to the Lord, be faithful to our spouse, and be faithful to our children. And we're also called to be faithful in the gifts that God has given us. And God has given me a beautiful family of three. And I'm thankful for each one of them. I consider each one of them a blessing and a miracle. I used to, when I was younger or young married, I envisioned that we'd have a larger family. But God has given us three, and I'm very thankful for that. And my prayer and plea to the Lord is just to give us, as parents, wisdom to be able to disciple our children in the way that they should go. And Richard gave the devotion that he had. And just as I was thinking about that Psalms that Richard shared, where are we pointing our children? It talks about about children being arrows in our quiver, and when we shoot an arrow, where do we point it to? What target are we pointing it to? Are we pointing it towards Christ? Are we pointing it towards worldly things? Do we want them to be successful in material things? What are we pointing them to? So, anyway, I'd like to just get into Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, is one Lord." What does that mean? The Lord, our God, is one Lord. And as I was thinking about that, I just had to think about God and the universe. We have all these planets around us, and we have this little earth that we live on. And to us, it's a large world. But to God, it's His footstool. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, you know, it says our God is one Lord. You know, I believe that God could be, he could have other planets with humanity. But we don't see anywhere in Scripture. We don't find that anywhere. And I, based on the character of God and what I've found in studying this, I really don't think God would have another planet with other humanities. But I do understand that could be a possibility. And the same way as parents, in the world that we live in, there's a lot of broken homes. There's a lot of fathers out there with multiple families, broken families. And I look at that as being unfaithful. That's being unfaithful to God. It's being unfaithful to our spouse. And it divides our attention. And I believe God has us as his family. He gives us our full attention. So I believe, I am of the belief that there's one world that has God's humanity on it, and we have his full attention. Yes, there's a lot of people, and you could say that divides his attention, but he is capable of that, of giving each and every one of us here tonight our full attention. So that's just kind of some of my thoughts that I had there of our God is one Lord. In verse 5 it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." That was a verse, I didn't read it in Deuteronomy when I first came across that, but that was a verse that made me do a lot of soul searching. A number of years ago, and I had to wrestle with that for quite a while. What does that really mean? And I still don't have all the answers to all that, but I do know that God has changed my perspective on that, on this verse, than from what I used to have. Our number one duty is to love God. How many of us loves the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might every day? If you do, I want to talk to you afterwards, because I fail in that every day. And it just brings us to this point of recognizing who we really are. We fail daily, but yet God's grace is there for us. As parents, I don't know about you, but Anita and I, we tend to fail daily in our parenting. But there's repentance. We can come to the Lord, we can come to our children, and we can repent. And there's healing in that. When we as fathers, as mothers, are able to tell our children, sorry, and to come before the Lord with our children. So I would just challenge each one of us to, the same way the Lord loves us, we are to love him back, and we are to love our children the way he loves us. And we're supposed to parent our children the way he parents us. And I'd like to just, that's kind of the thing I want to look at tonight, is just, how does God parent us? Are we reflecting God's parenting to our children? Verse 6 it says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. So I fail many every day. I fail on the verse 5 there. But these other verses, I fail very frequently as well. And I would say daily on most of those. But it's living in that spirit of what it's, do we bring God into our home? Are we being, as fathers and as mothers, are we being that spiritual leader that our family needs? Are we bringing God into our home? Or do we just profess to, that we know God and we just don't talk about him because it makes us uncomfortable? There's one thing that will happen if we're just passive, if we're not, and I think that's a big struggle for us as parents in today's society, is to just become passive and not take on that leadership role of being a spiritual leader in our homes. And I would just like to ask us as fathers, and I just want to be clear that is our duty, to lead our homes spiritually. And you know, Catherine mentioned one of the greatest gifts that we can give our children is to live a life for Christ. And I full-heartedly believe that. Another thing we can do for our children is to love our wives as fathers. So if we don't love our wives, our children will see that. And faithful parenting does not equal perfect parenting. I just want to be clear with that. It means, when I think of faithful parenting, it's obedient parenting. And obedient parenting, who are we being obedient to? Are we being obedient to God? Obedient to our desires? Are we just focused on our job? We leave the parenting up to our wives? I don't think that is what God designed us. That's not what I see here in Scripture when I read this. And coming back to verse 5, where it talks about, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." You see that same verse 3 times in the New Testament. You see it in Matthew 22:37. You see it in Mark 12:30. And Mark 12:30 is where, that's the scripture that I was reading when this really stood out to me and it convicted me. And but Luke 10:27, he mentions it again. And one thing I noticed in the New Testament, he always shared that when people were trying to excuse themselves. They were trying to They were also tempting Jesus. That's another phrase that shows up in those chapters where he talks about this verse. But Jesus was inviting them into the kingdom of God if they were willing to do that, to love God with all their heart. And if our God is one Lord, we should have one Lord as well, one God. We shouldn't have a God of of riches, a God of selfishness. It should be focused on Him. And there's so much that we can learn about being a faithful parent throughout the whole Scriptures. I just see it, seen it coming out in many different passages where He talks about if we're looking at it in that, looking at God as a faithful Father. Another verse, if you want to turn to Ephesians 6:4. Actually, I'll start by verse 1. We'll read to 4. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." And then verse 4, it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." What does that mean, of the Lord? There's so much that can be accomplished as fathers with our children if we're nurturing them and admonishing them in the ways of the Lord. And there was a time I was not doing that. And what I, looking back, reflecting back over those years, what I recognized was I created a lot of hurt. I wanted my children to be a perfect child, to be what I wanted them to be. But God has a way of redeeming those. It's not too late. If that is you tonight, where you get all anxious when your child does something wrong, you get all upset, you lash out at your child, it's not too late to repent of that. And repent of it daily. Don't put it off. When we lash out, when we say things, it can be mended if we come before the Father and before our children in humility. And sometimes it's just a simple sorry. Sometimes we need to just take time and pray with them and bring the whole issue or the situation before the Lord. We should be teaching our children how to face the obstacles in the life that they're living. And if we don't love God fully, I don't think we're going to love our family fully. We should teach diligently. We should be intentional. We should be repeating it. Be consistent. It doesn't mean that we're going to hit it perfectly every day. We know that life happens. Sometimes we fall off the wagon. But through God's grace, we can get back on. I would just encourage each one of you to be diligent, not be passive, be active in your children's lives. The time you spend with your children is not wasted. I've wasted many years chasing my own desires. I called it providing for the family. But I neglected my family. How does that work? There was a time where I had a lot of, I kind of used this theme of, you know, we have God, God needs to be first, family is second, our job is third. But it's, there's a blend to that. You can't just simply take those three, they need to be blended together. But we can, it's easy for us to get that reversed and think that our job and us providing for the family materially is what matters, but it's not. Talk constantly about your faith. Let your children see your faith. Don't try to hide it. I can't think of the scripture now, but there's a scripture where it talks about our faith being useless if it's hidden. I think it might be in James, I'm not sure. Let's make it visible to our children. And then we also have, so, passivity, being passive as a parent. When we get home from work, or maybe as a mother, we're in the home all the time. Are we taking the time for our children? Passivity is not a personality issue. It's a spiritual abdication. It's easy to be present, to be in the home, but are we present for our children when they have a question, when they need something, when they're struggling? Do they know that we're there for them? Do we meet them where they're at? We can excuse ourselves, but excuses reveal our idols. Do we just like the comfort? Entertainment's a big thing. We can have entertainment right in our home these days. Work can be an excuse. I'm busy at work. I'm overwhelmed at work. I bring the work home. And I'm never present for my children. Fear can be an excuse. We're too afraid to lead our family. What if we fail? Well, if we fail because we're afraid, someone else is going to win. Someone else is going to lead your family, your children, influence them, if we as fathers and mothers are not willing to do that. We can also use the excuse of silence. And some of these that I'm naming, really they're idols. I look at them as idols. We can just be silent in the home. Maybe we don't have a good relationship with our wives. And so we just, every time that we try to parent, every time that we try to discipline, we don't agree, we don't see eye to eye on how we do that. And then we just become silent because what's the point? As fathers, we're commanded to disciple. The mother is not commanded to do that. The church is not commanded to do that. Now, we are commanded as fathers to disciple our children. Are we doing that as fathers? And leadership in the home is responsibility. It's not domination. If we're trying to dominate our home and bring everyone into subjection, with our harsh words, with our aggressive manliness, we tend to think of it. That's not leadership. And when the fathers retreat, the home drifts. And I think that's a lot of our problems in the society that we have around us and in our own churches, in our own communities. Us as fathers, we retreat and we're not the leader that our families need. Leadership is not perfection, but it is repentance. How many of you enjoy working with a leader that's always right? How many of us enjoy working with a leader that is humble? He leads with humility, and he repents when he sees his mistakes. I hope we as parents do that. We have competing voices that are discipling our children. We have screens. We have cultures. We have peers. We have schools. We have entertainment. And they will all have an effect on our children. But do we as parents take the responsibility of discipling them? So that the screens, I think that's can be a big part. It can be so easy to entertain our children and not address the real issue. We might have an issue with our child. Instead of addressing the issue, we entertain them with something else to just distract them, to get them off of the rant or the rave or whatever they were on. Let's be intentional about what we allow our children to be discipled with, because we have all these competing things. So there's three commitments as faithful parents. We need to be present with our children. We need to be intentional. And we need to be an example. So what is our target that we're pointing our children towards? We should be cultivating faith in our children. Do they see that faith? This takes time. This takes time. Are we taking the time as fathers and mothers, as grandparents? And I know I'm not a grandparent. And I have no idea what it's like to be a grandparent. But as grandparents, we can still have a big influence on the grandchildren. Do they see the faith that we have? Or do they just see us focused on other things? Are we taking the time to hand that faith to our children? And if there's parents in here that are struggling with a broken relationship with your child, or maybe it's even with the Lord, It's never too late to repent and to seek reconciliation. The Father, I want to turn to Hosea 11, verse 1 to 4. Kind of brings out the heart of God as well here. Verse 1 there says, "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called him my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with the cords of a man and with the bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke of their jaws, and I laid meat unto them." How many times is God working in our lives and we're not even aware of it? I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. Do we draw our children with the bands of love? Or do we force them into subjection? Are we to our children what God is to us? I just want to encourage each one of you to just continue to seek the Lord and to parent as He parents each one of you. And I'd just like to invite us to commit to an act of obedience in this coming week. Start a habit that you know you should have started a long time ago. Take a small step with your children. And I don't care what that is. Seek the Lord on that. He will reveal that to you. Maybe it's just opening the Bible with your children. Maybe it's praying over them daily. Maybe it's just taking the time to sitting down with them for 30 minutes. Maybe it's just being silent and just listening to them, but giving them your full attention, undivided attention. How many times does God give us His undivided attention? And when He does, when we give Him our undivided attention, I've never come out of that there wasn't healing in that. And I think we can do that same thing with our children when we just take that time to sit with them and to just be present with them. Your obedience to God and His faithfulness to you is eternal. We only have one chance in this life to be parents to our young children. And I'm primarily speaking from my perspective, because I just have young children, but they're not very young anymore. And I am amazed at how fast they're growing up. And I know there's people in here, couples, parents in here that don't have children at home anymore. And I'm just realizing how fast time moves on. So for all of you parents that have young children, take the time with them now. Because I do regret not taking that time when my children were younger. But I do thank the Lord that He has helped me see. The error of not taking the time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. And these things that He's talking about, He will provide for us if we seek out God's kingdom. So, I just challenge each one of you to seek the Lord. Be faithful to Him, and He will lead you and guide you in your desire to be a faithful parent. Because it is only through our relationship with Christ that we'll be able to be that faithful parent. And God has never let me down. So by the grace of God, may we not let our children down. And when we do, we're not a perfect God. We're not perfect like God. So we will let them down. So let's just repent. As children, I just encourage you, be faithful to your parents. Obey your parents. Honor your parents. If you have godly parents, you are rich children. You are richer than any child of a billionaire that doesn't have a godly parent. So I just want to end it in prayer. So let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I just come before You tonight. Lord, I thank You for the privilege and the honor to be here and to speak from Your word here. When I was first approached about having this topic, I didn't count it as that. And even if there's nobody here tonight that received anything out of me sharing, I know that I needed this time, I needed the study, what faithful parenting looks like. I needed to see for myself. And I just pray that each one of the families that are in this room here and anybody watching, that they would just take the time and would be take this moment to seek You and to just take a look at how faithful You have been to them, how faithful that You have been to humanity. You have never deserted us. You have always been there for us. When we were in the muck and mire, You met us there. When we were on a mountaintop rejoicing, You were there. Are we there for our children? Lord, just help us as parents to be there for our children and to point them to You, to Jesus Christ. Lord, thank You for everything that You've taught me through this study. And I just trust that Your Holy Spirit would give each one here tonight something to take home. Just be with their families. May Your Spirit give them strength. Because the battle is tomorrow morning. Another week begins. Lord, just be with each one of them as they go through their week. and help them to start one little habit, one little thing that continues to point their children towards Christ. So Heavenly Father, I just submit everything that I've said tonight into your hands. And may you do with it whatever you wish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.